Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hurdle hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Addison. Giveaway across the ice. Breakaway for Tanna. Moves and shoots. Stick save. Made there by Blackwood. Oh boy, that's a no-no. Rebound in front. Shot toward the net by Oleksiak is deflected out of play. And that is one that Nikita Okhotyuk is going to get a little video session on, I'm sure, at some point.
I've been opportunistic. I've scored on the chances I've had. And I feel good. I'm skating, creating, joining the rush, and good things are happening.
In the neutral zone, Sharks regain. Here's Eklund across the line. Eklund twisting, turning, dancing, going over to the near boards. Sends it back off the boards, back to Emberson. Now to Vlasic, shot, tip, score! Mark-Edward Vlasic from the point just threw it to the net, and he puts the Sharks in front 1-0 at 7:27 of the third period.
Would fold, right?
Yeah, now, yeah. I think it's a... You know, mentality too. Like, I think we have confidence now that we can, you know, close the game out. Whereas at the start of the year, we were gripping the sticks a little too tight, making, you know, panic plays and stuff. But it seemed calm and, you know, belief that you can close the game like that out. And they did a great job.
All right. What is happening, everyone? What a win for the San Jose Sharks last night. The definition of winning ugly. I believe there was a point in that affair where the Sharks went about 18 minutes without a shot on goal. I want to say that past the 30-minute point, they only had 4 shots on goal. It was not a pretty game in the slightest, but it was one area that the Sharks have been so much better at compared to where they were earlier this year. Simply put, game management. And that is simply, if they're not going to be scoring goals early in a game, they did not let the game get away from them. And a huge part of that goes to Mackenzie Blackwood. You heard one of the many big stops that he had throughout that game bringing us in. And you saw the Sharks be very tight. You didn't see a lot of great looks being given up. And Seattle did not have tons and tons of great A's. Yes, they had some good opportunities, but the Sharks were not just letting them waltz down the ice and get high danger chances, get right into the slot. No, they funneled them to the outside. They took care of business in that regard, and they gave themselves a chance later in the game. And yeah, it was not a night where their offensive overall chance generation was as good as it's been or as good as it's needed to be, but that's not going to be there every night. And too many times this year, the Sharks have needed things to be almost perfect for them to get a win, have needed things to be almost just flawless, as good as it can be to get a win. That was not the case in this game. And now, since Logan Couture has come back, the San Jose Sharks have only lost one game. You've watched Mark-Edward Vlasic and his offense really come to life. You have seen the team be that much better and have that much more of a spine. And, you know, the wins are coming while the Sharks continue to deal with the injuries, right? Like, those haven't gone anywhere. You're still looking at Mikael Granlund being out. You're still looking at this game last night. No Tomas Hertl. You've got no Mario Ferraro. You've got no Kyle Burrows. I mean, we just keep on going down the list of Sharks injuries that the team has to deal with this year, but they are managing it. The return of both Logan Couture and Nico Sturm have allowed the Sharks to be that much stronger overall. And then in last night's game, you also look at you know, Mark Edward Vlasic, like I said, being an offensive contributor. You have the fact that Jan Ruda's offense is coming to life. You had William Eklund, who we're going to talk with one-on-one a little bit later in this episode, really make a great play on that goal where the Sharks finally got the lead, really worked it along the boards, got it deep, made something out of nothing, got it back to Emberson, who got it across to Vlasic. Those are the types of plays that you need somebody to make when it's a deadlocked game. Somebody's got to do something that's that much of a hard work play, as much as it is pretty, as much as it is something that's going to light the world on fire. There was nothing pretty about that William Eklund, really just drive into the zone with the puck. He worked it along the boards. He gave a great physical effort, got it back to the D-man in Emberson, who went across to Vlasic. That's just a hard work goal. It's not pretty. It's not sexy. It's nothing but hard work, and hard work is paying off for the Sharks, who are 5-3-1 in their last 9 games, which is definitely respectable. I'm not saying that I expect the Sharks to be this team from this way on, but you know, one of the things we heard that we were going to see from, you know, the Sharks in the second half of the year was just the overall focus on the improvement, and you know, they have been better. I mean, you go back to that win against Montreal, you go back to them canceling the 12-game losing streak. Yes, after the win in Montreal, they were not able to get wins after that. They could have had one against Ottawa, ended up losing 5-4, and then they had a kind of ugly game against Buffalo, losing 3-0. But, you know, you go back to that game against Chicago where they still picked up a point. That was huge. Then they beat the Ducks. They beat LA in a shootout. They beat New York in overtime. They lost to Buffalo 5-2. And you had to wonder, like, okay, is the Couture bump gone? Is that just a little bit of an emotional bump that they're not going to be able to regather? And now they bounced right back, and they have won now 4 out of 5 and 5-3-1 in their last 9 by beating Seattle 2-0 last night. And then, even though it's going to be a very difficult circumstance going up against Anaheim tonight in the second night of a back-to-back, Anaheim is not a great team. Now, I'm not trying to say that the Sharks should overlook them, but the Sharks do have the opportunity where they know if they empty the tank against Anaheim that they then have a couple of weeks of rest, right? Like, then they're not going to be at it for a while. The guys are going to be, you know, resting. They're going to be getting away and, you know, really just enjoying themselves for a couple of weeks. Tomas Hertl, we don't know if he's going to be playing in the All-Star game as of yet. But, you know, again, this is a big opportunity for them to, again, just empty the tank, leave it all out there, and push forward throughout the season feeling good about themselves. And with the win last night, the Sharks have also moved in front of Chicago for last place in the NHL. Now, I know that there are some of you who will always be of the mindset that you want to have the most balls in the hopper, and I'm not going to disagree with you. However, it's no guarantee, but I also think it's important for the Sharks to feel good about themselves. And ultimately, what you want are not the 12-game losing streaks, the extended losing streaks. Now, right now, they're on a bit of a win streak because there's always going to be a correction. But I think the most important thing for San Jose is to just feel good about themselves going into the break. Acknowledge that the roll to the finish is going to be a very, very wild one. I mean, if you take a look at the schedule once they do get back at it in February, it pretty much feels like it's almost every other day. They have a little extended bit off between Monday the 19th and the 24th of February. And then you look at March, and it is pretty much every other day. There's no extended break. And then you get into April. Once again, it's almost every other day. So, you know, it's going to be a wild ride to the finish. I do not have delusions of the Sharks suddenly streaking and going to the playoffs or anything like that. But I do think that for the confidence of the guys who are going to be around, you want them to be a group that has confidence, that doesn't feel terrible about where they are going into the next season. But it is hard also not to look at the future of the San Jose Sharks when looking at a win like last night. And I would hope that one of those guys that is going to be the future is Mackenzie Blackwood, just because he has shown the ability to be playing at such a very high level. That was his first shutout as a member of the San Jose Sharks. I can't believe that's his first shutout, because it feels like there have been so many times where he stood on his head. His first appearance as a member of the San Jose Sharks, you go back to game 2 of the year against Colorado at home. He stood on his head. I believe he stopped 51 of 52 shots that he saw. The only one that got past him was 6-on-5 in the final, 90 seconds of the game. And then Colorado beat them in a shootout. You know, that's one of those ones where you wonder if the Sharks have been able to get a win early on, if they could have also tacked a couple on before they ended up losing 11 straight or going 11 straight winless to start off the year. Mackenzie Blackwood was not the issue. And, you know, I think there have been times this year where he's not been as perfect as he has been last night and at other games this year. But, you know, really as of late, Mackenzie Blackwood is playing some very, very good hockey. And just watching his mindset, just how cool and collected he is, you know, again, I'm not trying to be like, oh, look at me, I'm special, I get to see these guys in the moments that you don't. But I see how he is interacting with his teammates after the game, and I see just how cool and collected he is. And, you know, guys want to stand up for him. Guys want to give him a high level of confidence, and guys want to speak so glowingly about him. Guys have gone out of their way this year to really give confidence to both Mackenzie Blackwood and Kaapo Kähkönen, who has been very, very good as well. It's fun to talk about the Sharks this year. You're not referencing the goalies as being an issue. You're not talking about them as being the problem. And, you know, in years past, not to take it out on anyone in particular, but last year there were definitely moments where the Sharks were looking at James Reimer and Kaapo Kähkönen and saying, like, okay, there are issues here. And then you go back to, you know, the Martin Jones era towards the end where guys were saying, okay, you know, not guys were saying, but the fans were saying, like, Martin Jones is an issue. And I agree. He was not playing as well as he was certainly when he was the, you know, guy who took them to the Stanley Cup final. That was a different era. That was, you know, almost a decade ago. And it's a different atmosphere for the Sharks right now. It's not the goalies that are the issue. If you were looking at last night by typical hockey standards, if you've only gotten four shots off at the halfway point, that's probably going to be the issue. And many, many times this year, the Sharks' lack of offensive generation has been an issue. And I can tell you that first two periods of that game last night, not exactly fun to watch, for lack of a better term. That was some pretty ugly hockey on both sides. The Sharks' power play, I believe they got one shot off during it. They just did not look like they were really cohesive offensively. But to their credit, Seattle did not get out in front. They did not let the game get away from them. And that's one of those things where if you hang around in a game, whether you're a bad team, whether you're a good team, whether you're a great team, if you hang around in a game, if you give yourself an opportunity to win it, you give yourself an opportunity to win it. I know that sounds relatively obvious, but the fact of the matter is Seattle didn't put goals on the board. They didn't give themselves a lead. You got the defensive stops you needed. You got your goalie stops when you needed. And then, you know, when the time came where William Eklund made a really hardworking play to get it deep into the zone and found an open man in Emberson towards the blue line to quickly move it across, suddenly you've got the defense in motion and then moving in one side of the ice to the other. You know, you're creating space. And Mark Edward Vlasic, you know, he's been in this league for a long time for a reason. He's playing a much more aggressive and better game as of late for a reason. And I'm very, very happy for him. I think that, you know, you look at Mark Edward Vlasic, sometimes fans, I think, have come down on him a little bit harshly. You know, he's been in this league for a long time. And yes, you always want somebody to be at their peak level that they were earlier in their career. But, you know, he's not giving up. He's trying to find new ways to improve his game as he is an older athlete now. And he's coming through as of late with some big goals for the San Jose Sharks. So, you know, I think it's massive. You watch him join the rush. You watch him get and be a part of the offense. Watching a rejuvenated Mark Edward Vlasic, you know, he took a leave of absence earlier this year for his mental health, and he seems like he's a different player. You know, I just think that watching someone have that type of a comeback over the course of the year where there's no, like, break where he can get away from everything up to this point where you finally got the All-Star break looming, where you're not exactly fighting for a playoff spot, where you're not a contender, where there's a lot of doom and gloom around the team from one day to the next just because you've had extending losing streaks. You know, for him to be able to improve his game in the midst of that, I have a tremendous deal of respect for it because it's not easy. You know, David Quinn talked about it earlier this year that he doesn't care who you are, what you've been through, that much losing is not easy. When the Sharks were on a 12-game losing streak, yeah, it certainly did not feel easy in the slightest. When they were on, you know, an 11-game winless streak to start the season, it was not easy for anyone. And, you know, the fact that the team continues to battle, these are obviously professionals, and I know they're not just going to give up, but, you know, it would be easier to just put forth more of the going through the motion efforts, and the Sharks aren't doing that. And I think that David Quinn deserves a lot of credit for that. I think that other teams in similar circumstances could let things snowball out of control. Like, you could have, you know, lost 12 in a row, won one, and then lost a couple after that and just let it get rolling away from you again. But the Sharks you know, by way of getting healthy and getting Logan Couture and Nico Sturm back, took advantage of that. They knew the opportunity was there. They knew there was an emotional lift from Logan Couture getting back and Nico Sturm getting back, even though you'd lost Granlund, even though you'd lost Ferraro. You know, those are not going to be easy losses to overcome, but you were getting some big names back, and the Sharks have taken advantage of it. And, you know, regardless of what happens tonight in this game against Anaheim, I do think that the Sharks can feel good about themselves heading into the break. They essentially have a chance to be 6-3-1 in their final 10 games heading into the break. And one of the things that I think is important to note about San Jose, and we probably go over it time and time again, is that, you know, they still were working hard amidst all the losing. I know that there were some ugly losses along the way in that 12-game losing streak, not like they were at the 11-game winless streak to start the season. There were still some tough losses in there, like the 7-1 loss to Toronto. But, you know, there were also some performances along the way where, you know, the Sharks were still right there in it. They were unfortunately not rewarded for those efforts, but they still were right there in it in those games. And, you know, it didn't go their way, but they kept on battling. Like I said, that last loss to Toronto where they fell 7-1, where they just didn't really have anything in that game. You know, that was one of the low points of the season. They bounced back and got a win against Montreal and put it to an end. And since that point, they have been a much better hockey team, and they've had, you know, three losses up to that point. They've had five wins, and they've got a chance for a sixth win now before they go into the All-Star break and have a chance to feel pretty good about themselves, because that would be by far their best streak of hockey over 10 games for the season. And I will also note that last night's win is big for another reason, maybe that you're not thinking of, but I've been thinking of it. Last year, the Sharks at home were 8-22-11. This year, the San Jose Sharks already have 9 wins at home. I know that's not exactly something to be amazed at, but they've already won more games at home this year than they did last year. I know that that weighed on them. They hated the fact that they weren't giving their home fans a good show, and they are already distinctly better than they were last year, because there's a lot of home games left, and they've already won more home games than they did last year. They're 9-13-2 at this point, and I think that that probably is indicative of how much it means to them and how low some of those home losses were last year. So a credit to the Sharks for having one area of improvement already from last year to this year. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game sound, and I've got some interviews with both Ty Amberson and William Eklund. That's all coming up next on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Held in by Bjorkstrand. Less than a minute remaining in the third. They dump it off the boards. Can the Sharks get it up the boards? Ruda can't chop it out. It's kept in by Seattle. This is not good. Bjorkstrand, cross ice. McCann, drop pass to the point. There's Dunn. Now to Bjorkstrand. Bjorkstrand being guarded by Eklund. Shoots, blocked. It just went wide. Rebound. Ruda shoots it all the way down. Score! Jan Ruda puts it into the empty net. And what do you make of this? The last two games, Marc-Edouard Vlasic and Jan Ruda have each scored in the game. It's the third time they've done it this season. This one, an empty netter for Jan Ruda to make it 2-0 Sharks with about 20 seconds to go in the game.
Well, gratifying for a lot of reasons. Obviously, losing Tommy kind of deflates you a little bit emotionally, and obviously it hurts you an awful lot on the ice, but I thought we got better as the game went on, and you know, you're hanging around at 0-0, and I thought we had our best period of the game in the third, and obviously Blackie made some big saves for us, kept us in it, and like I said, I thought we elevated our game in the third period.
Head coach David Quinn bringing us back in on a Wednesday morning. The Sharks coming off a 2-0 win against Seattle. I was able to sit down with Ty Emberson after last night's win. These were his thoughts.
All right, we've got Ty Emberson after the San Jose Sharks win against Seattle here tonight at SAP Center. First of all, man, now you're back healthy again. How you feeling overall?
Good, really good. Obviously, it sucks to be on the IR, but I think the training staff did a good job of making sure that I'm healthy before I get back out there. And obviously, it feels good to get a win tonight.
Was it frustrating that you'd been playing some really good hockey before you did go down with that injury?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. It seems like that's always the case, but that's the way life goes. That's the way hockey goes, and you just got to persevere and make sure you're ready when you come back.
Take me through the goal that you assisted on after you saw Ekki get it deep there, because that just seemed like everybody was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, and so that's something we've been working on a lot, is low to high and getting pucks towards the net, and I think Ekki did a really good job driving deep, bringing everyone back, and nice little indirect to me, and I just made sure I get the puck to the hot hand over in Pickles, and he'll do the rest.
How'd it feel working with Pickles?
It's awesome. I think Pickles is obviously he's been in the league for a long time, but he's an easy guy to play with. He talks to me a lot on the ice, talks to me a lot on the bench, just pointing out little tips and tricks that I can learn from him.
This is one of those games that it's like the classic sports adage of winning ugly, because there's not a lot of goals involved, but I have to imagine for you guys on the defensive side of things, that's something you're taking pride in. You're saying like, yeah, okay, we're not getting the shot generation, but they're not finding the way to the back of the net. Your guys are doing your job.
Yeah, I would say obviously it's a team game, and I think everyone can contribute in different ways, but low scoring games are good for defensemen. Obviously, it's good to keep the puck out of our net. Black, he was huge for us tonight a lot of times. But it was good to be able to get one in the net in the third and win that one.
Did it feel tight? Like, could you tell, like, as the game got deeper and deeper, that you guys needed to be that much better?
Yeah, I think we came out with a lot of energy right away in the third, and that helped us just build on it. One good shift leads into two, leads into three, and I think that just is kind of the energy that we needed to build off.
Now you've got this game tomorrow on a back-to-back where you go out onto the road. What's the most important thing for you guys to be ready for that, you know, when the puck drops in the first period?
I think just be mentally dialed in. Obviously, the break is coming up, but we got one more game to play, and I think that we need to be mentally dialed in and just stick to the game plan tomorrow.
How big is it that the team was able to bounce back after you won a couple in a row, then there's a loss, but then boom, you're right back at it?
It was huge. It shows the perseverance of us. Obviously, like you said, it was a tight game for us today, and I think it was good that we earned that win and showed that we can win in games like that.
Yeah, nice. Well, man, I'll let you go. Congrats on the win, and keep it rolling.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great stuff there from Ty Emberson, who is back healthy and in the lineup, and you love to see it. And he made a great play to get that puck over to Vlasic while the Sharks got that go-ahead and the game winner from Mark Edward Vlasic. They never looked back. Obviously, heard Ruta with the empty netter as we got back into this one. Also talked with William Eklund after last night's game.
All right, we've got William Eklund after the Sharks' impressive win against Seattle here Tuesday night at the Tank. First off, walk me through the goal that you started off by just getting it deep. It looked like you really had a nice fight there along the boards, and you got it into a position where you looked back and you saw Ty there.
Yeah, you know, I got it from, you know, I just got in the middle and just trying to make some entry out of that, and I feel like it was a good zone entry, and just tried to get it up to tie, and you know, they did a hell of a job out there, and it was a nice goal.
Yeah, and then watching Pickles, suddenly his offense is coming alive. He's got 4 goals in the last 8 games. I mean, I guess it's no surprise the guy's been in the league for as long as he has for a reason, but you know, how nice is it to see him, you know, just make such a huge shot in that moment where the game really could have gone in either direction?
Yeah, you know, big players do big things, and I felt like he was one of them tonight, and he did you know, he's been in this league so long, and he knows what it's all about, so it's just, you know, impressive to see how he plays right now. It's just fun to watch.
Did you feel more pressure coming into tonight's game, knowing that you'd be lining up as a centerman, knowing that maybe without Tommy out there was going to be a little bit more of offensive onus on you to create?
Not really. You know, it was just fun to play today. You know, I feel like Barbie and Duke helped me a lot too. They knew it was a while ago to the play center, so I feel like I had a lot of, you know, more and more confidence coming throughout the game.
In terms of the game just being really, really tight, 0-0 as late as it was, could you feel the game getting tight? Like, was the pressure ratcheting up out there on the ice? Did it feel like it was going to go one way or another at some point?
Yeah, you know, it had to. I feel like it, you know, in the third period we came out as a little different team, I would say. You know, we held the puck more, we created more chances for ourselves, and I think that helped us a lot.
In terms of the team just getting more wins as of late, obviously it's helped to get Logan Couture back, but the team, you know, you guys had that loss in the last game. You're able to bounce right back now, and the team is consistently winning. Just do you feel it more in the room? Is it lighter overall?
It is, and it's a huge thing to just bounce back and not let one loss come into two. So, you know, obviously Couture has made a huge impact for us. You know, having our captain back, it's huge. So I feel like we just, you know, keep it rolling here.
And then now you've got the second of a back-to-back tomorrow in Anaheim before you get the break. You're obviously, you know, playing really good hockey right now. Is there a part of you that doesn't want to go into the break, doesn't want things to stop for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, and but also I, you know, it's gonna be nice to get a break and come away from hockey a little bit and, you know, come back even stronger.
Do you have any big plans for the break?
Yeah, I'm going to Cabo, so it'll be nice.
Oh, nice, nice, very nice. And then just what's the most important thing going into tomorrow, the back-to-back, to make sure you're ready to go in that first period?
You know, now recover and do whatever you can to be ready for tomorrow.
Nice. All right, William, congrats on the win, man, and I will talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so William Eklund coming through with the big, big play by driving it deep along the boards, getting it back to Emberson to Vlasic for the go-ahead and game-winning goal. Big one for the Sharks, and now they've got one more before they go into the All-Star break. But wanted to give you more from David Quinn talking about William Eklund's game.
Yeah, I mean, I liked a lot of his game, as we've talked about. You know, he's a hockey player. I don't really think it matters what position you put him in. He just plays with such confidence right now and swagger and, you know, he's so elusive and smart and just, you know, I like this game in all three zones.
And he was asked about what he thought of Eklund's play as a center last night.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that, you know, you play in the middle and he's had experience playing center, just not at this level here. And, you know, to do it seamlessly certainly talks about the type of player he is. And, you know, but I think, you know, what he's done over the first 49 games kind of put him in a good mindset with this challenge of playing center here in the National Hockey League. And he didn't blink an eye. He was eager to do it, and I thought he played really well.
Quinny also had one of his best moments as a stand-up comedian after last night's game when asked about the differences of the Sharks in the final period versus the first two periods.
We just kept giving him the puck, and then we came up with this great strategy between the second and third to not give it to him. Real earth-shattering, might change the trend of hockey. Decide not to give the other team the puck, and it worked wonders. So we may try it again tomorrow night.
Now, I know that we media types will laugh at things that are not always the funniest because we're trying to make guys feel good and give us more words as an answer, but that was actually a genuinely funny moment. I thought that was a nice self-deprecating take by David Quinn and a little peek at the man's humor that we probably don't get to see often enough because David Quinn has been tasked with taking over a not great hockey team. But again, I look at the fact that this team is still battling through 50 games. They are playing their best hockey of the year right now. I don't think that is a phrase that's used lightly. And obviously it's a low bar to clear, but you know, they're 5-4-1 in their last 10, and they have a chance to be 6-3-1 in their final 10 going into the All-Star break. So I'm not overlooking that in the slightest. They bounced back from a loss and were able to get a hard-fought win. I mean, I talked about it earlier, but sometimes you got to win ugly. Last night was not a pretty game. It was not full of beautiful highlight reel plays, although there were some really nice saves made by Mackenzie Blackwood. But, you know, that's just the way you've got to be able to get it done in the NHL if you want to be a good team. If you want to be a top-tier team, suddenly when nights where you don't have your whole game going, where you can't get offense going, what do you do to win that game? And that's exactly what the Sharks did.
I think he's been great all year.
That's Quinn on Mackenzie Blackwood.
I really do. I think he's one of the top goalies in the league. And just a phenomenal teammate, too. We're just talking about it in there. I mean, you know, this guy looks like King Kong in the net. He's so athletic, he's poised, and he's a hell of a teammate. And makes you surprised it's his first shutout this year.
Yeah, I was surprised, too, that it was his first shutout this year. I had to kind of go back in my mind and think about some of his other performances and where he didn't get the shutout, where he was very, very good. But, yeah, big credit to Mackenzie Blackwood. And this is another one of those ones where he and Kaapo all year long have given the Sharks really, really good performances, but unfortunately have not been given the offensive support they deserved. This was not what happened last night. The Sharks kept it a tight game, found the breakthrough goal, didn't let up, played strong to the finish, were able to get that empty netter, and gave McKenzie that first shutout as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Let's hear from McKenzie Blackwood after last night's game.
Yeah, I feel like it's been good, but I mean, at the same time, it's a credit to the guys in front of you too, because you know, if they're not getting lots of high danger chances, you know, your job's a heck of a lot easier. So, you know, I think it's a product of them too.
And that's Blackwood immediately deferring and giving credit to his teammates. That's why he's such a good teammate. That's why he's so respected in the dressing room. Just watching him after last night's game. And you know, the other thing was, I didn't interview him after last night's game. He was talking to the media, but when he was finished with everything else, he made it a point to come over to me and, you know, give me a fist bump. And it was like, yeah, dude, like this guy gets it. He understands that this is a team. Everybody is a part of it. He wants to be friends with everybody. He wants to be, you know, the good guy in the dressing room. And I think that goes a long, long way. He understands that everyone's a part of this. And, you know, watching him have these interactions with guys after the game, joking around with guys, joking around with the trainers, trying to clean up after himself as much as possible. You know, there have been other players that, you know, they might just throw their pads down and let the equipment staff take care of it. But that is not McKenzie Blackwood, who also shared his thoughts heading into the break.
Yeah, well, I think at the start of the break, you want to get away from it. So you want to, you know, not really think about hockey for a couple of days, you know, hit the reset button, kind of relax, reset before, you know, the busy second half here. But, you know, I think when we get back, we'll have a little bit of good practice time. So I think, you know, it'll be a good mental reset for a lot of guys.
All right, we are out of time. The San Jose Sharks, 2-0 winners over Seattle, and they're back at it tonight, taking on Anaheim. Hey, be sure to tune in to my extended pre-game coverage starting at 6 tonight from our watch party at the Plex in San Jose as we get ready for the Sharks to take on Anaheim. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.